Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome to this week's Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. Only Jesus. Amen. That was our sister Ada from the continent of Africa and representing our Lord Jesus Christ in our praise. Amen. God is so awesome. God is wonderful. Our scripture, we are coming from Nehemiah this morning. Nehemiah chapter 1, Nehemiah considered himself a servant of God. And it just starts off the book right off with prayer. He says, and starting in verse 5, he says, "Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses." And he keeps on praying through the rest of this chapter 1. And so we want to pray. We want to be calling on the Lord God of heaven, who hears and answers the prayers of his servants. God is very attentive to the righteous, and he says to us, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we believe that, and we stand on that. We stand on that firmly and with courage and boldness, because we can approach God. He gives us the mercy and grace to come to his throne and lay before him our very request, our very heart's desires. And we know that God is he's so listening to us. And so we give him praise and glory and honor. We come to him and offer up these prayers, a first of thanksgiving and also a praise. Father God, we thank you right now. God, we bless your holy name. We exalt you, God. You are mighty. You are wonderful. You are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor, oh God. There is no one like you. You deserve our attention. You deserve, Father God, for us to confess how we responded to you in the past. God, we have not done all that you have asked. God, we have acted wickedly, as our brother Nehemiah had in his book, Father God, written, and praying for us, praying for the church, the body of Christ, and in all your servants all around the world. Oh, Lord God, we beseech you. We ask for your forgiveness. And you said you are faithful. You are just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We thank you, mighty God, on today. Father God, we are praying. You, Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers into the harvest field. We know that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers, the laborers, they're few, and we need them, God. Those who have not yet heard the gospel needs to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And as your scripture says, how can they hear unless someone preaches to them? And how can someone preach to them unless they are sent? And so, God, we stand on your word for more people have a stirring in your soul, in their soul, and by your Spirit to be raised up and go into the highways and byways to reach people of all ages for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for the youth, the children and the youth, Father God, realizing that there are special needs for them. God, that you will raise up righteous leaders for them. God, that youth leaders will just be raised up, that they will have the calling and the stirring of the heart. And some realize, God, that they're at an age now that they've been taught all their life about the gospel, that they now can turn around and teach others and be a witness for you and for your glory and your praise. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we bless your holy name. And Father God, we are asking also that You will bless the missionaries already on the field. God, they are doing a great work. So we pray for them, God, who are doing an awesome work, Father God, and who are just doing miraculous because your spirit is in them to do the miraculous signs and wonders. We lift up the Native missionaries of Asia, Graceport Ministries in Kenya. We lift up different all over the continent of Africa, the missionaries, all over the world, Father God, as they are standing firm in their faith. And after they've done all that they can do, they are continuing to stand. Glory be unto your name. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say peace to Jerusalem, and all of Israel is to be saved. And we know this is also in your word. God, we pray for those who need healing in their body, God. You are a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals us. And by your wounds, by your stripes, we are healed. God, you heal us and restore us. And you cause us, Father God, to walk in health. And you said you want us to prosper in all things and be in good health. Lord God, we pray, Lord, for provision because your word says you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who provides. And you're able to supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so we are blessed, Father God, to be called the children of God at this time and this hour. And you've called us as a royal priesthood, amen, to stand for this gospel, this ministry of reconciliation and calling mankind to come out of darkness and marvelous light to this reconciliation and come out of the valley of decision of judgment, come into the glorious presence and be called the children of God also. So, Lord, we praise you. We thank you for every ministry, for every minister, for apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers that you call to equip the body of Christ. Oh, Lord, bless them to be sound and true and God and utilize your word appropriately, God, to build up the body of Christ and build on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank you so much that you do so much, Father God, and you are to be worshipped. You are to be praised. We thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayers, for hearing us call to you, and you are most magnificent, oh God. You are most great, and we thank you for being attentive and answering our prayers, forgiving our sins and remembering them and removing them as far as east is from the west. Hallelujah, and to your glorious name, we thank you in Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen, and praise his name, saints. We thank you for joining us in prayer and coming into agreement. We stand today on the very word. He said, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. And we bless God. Have an awesome rest of the day. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. This is your hostess, Pastor Khadijah. Bless. Amen.